This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention and Technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Women with dense breast tissue, some 15 million in the United States alone, now have an additional option for earlier detection of breast cancer over and above what their annual mammogram can provide. Due to growing demand for whole breast ultrasound examinations, the Breast Center, Amana Clinic in Fayetteville, Arkansas, has recently began offering this supplemental screening at their Bentonville location, the home of Walmart. The five radiologist team led by Dr. Stephen Harms, a pioneer in breast imaging, has been finding small cancers at unprecedented rates in women with dense breast tissue. Radiologist Dr. Dana Greer specializes in reading mammography, knows what this additional tool can do to help women personally. She is here today to tell us about this new advanced technology. Dr. Greer, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
So, tell me, what convinced you to offer ultrasound breast screening to your patients and describe the patient type who should have this examination?
Well, we've known for many years that we were missing small cancers in women with dense breast tissue, and that's a large number of patients who have dense breast tissue. About 40% of women that we image have dense breast tissue, and in those patients, we're not going to find those cancers until they're larger. And so for those patients, we wanted to have the option of offering something additionally to those patients just so that they could feel better about the tests that they were having done. So we really want to find breast cancer earlier when it's more treatable, and so we started looking for a new tool. About the same time across the country, people were starting to become more aware of the dense breast issue, and so we were starting to have questions from patients about what else they could do.
What is the Sonosini Aubus technology, and why did you choose to offer this breast screening examination?
Well, we looked at several different companies that were offering this kind of automated ultrasound. The options when you're going to screen the breast with ultrasound include what's called handheld screening, and that means that a technologist or a physician scans the woman's breast using the normal ultrasound transducer, and they just move that across the breast and watch for any abnormalities. If they see something abnormal, they take a picture, but it's really something they're just watching those across as they scan. An automated system images the breast in a way that it can be recorded and reviewed at a later time, as opposed to just stopping and selecting certain images. It records the whole breast. So we looked at the companies that were doing that type of automated whole breast ultrasound and chose Sonosini for several reasons. The equipment can be added onto ultrasound equipment that you already have, and it images the breast in a way that radiologists are used to looking at breast ultrasound. So what it does is it collects images in rows through the breast, and it puts it into a video recording that you can play back at variable rates. So you can look through it quickly, you can slow it down, and what you're looking for is something that catches your eye or kind of flashes out as you're looking through the breast tissue. And we found that it was a very good way to identify abnormalities in the breast and a reliable way to record those images so that we could review them at a later date, have somebody else review them with us, that kind of thing.
How is ultrasound different than mammography, and why not use ultrasound on all women instead of mammography?
Well, ultrasound looks at the breast in a completely different way than mammography. Mammography deals on just the density of the breast. And so breast tissue, the breasts are composed of fatty tissue, and then the breast tissue itself, which is more dense or wider on a mammogram. So when you look at a mammogram, you see the fatty tissue, which is darker, with the breast tissue that is wider. And the breast cancers are typically develop within the actual dense breast tissue parts of the breast. So in women who have very dense breast tissue, those breast cancers can be obscured because you're only dealing with the density. So a breast cancer can just look like normal breast tissue in women who have very dense breast tissue. Ultrasound looks at breasts in a different way, with the ultrasound being reflected by different surfaces in the breast. And so when you scan through, breast tissue will look white on an ultrasound, but cancers will look dark within that breast tissue. So whereas it might have just blended in completely with the normal breast tissue on the mammogram, on the ultrasound it may stand out as a really prominent mass. So, you know, we see patients with dense breast tissue that we could completely obscure a mass that was even the size of a golf ball on a mammogram, and with the ultrasound we may find something that's the size of a pea, just a really very small mass. So we're going to find things a lot earlier with the ultrasound than with the mammogram.
Why don't all breast facilities offer this type of screening for their dense-breasted patients?
Well, I think the main reason is it just requires a little bit more of a commitment and expertise in interpreting the images and a dedication to start kind of bringing that whole new modality into your practice. In the past, we have not done that routinely because it takes more time, it takes more training, and it requires the radiologist to be more involved in doing the scanning, because in the past the radiologist really needed to be there scanning through the breasts themselves and stopping and starting when they saw something abnormal. With this new technology, there's a learning curve in trying to determine what's normal and abnormal, but the technologist can acquire the images, and then you can sit at your desk where you can slow down and speed up the images and review them kind of at your own rate. And so it takes some of that pressure of having to actually do the scan yourself away. But I think that there's just been a hesitation on the part of radiologists because there is quite a learning curve in doing that. And it hasn't been mainstream up until this time. There's also a concern about the cost of adding new equipment. The Sonos Cine is a good choice because it allows you to add this piece of technology to your current existing ultrasound machine. So you use the ultrasound machine you have, but it guides it and records it in a different way. And so it's not as much of an investment as some of the other pieces of equipment that do the same thing where you have to buy a whole new ultrasound machine. So I think that's, you know, those are some of the reasons. Other reasons that we'll talk about are insurance coverage and payment, that those are sometimes limited for the test. I think, you know, as patients, what we're seeing as patients are learning more about dense breast tissue, we're finding that patients are asking about dense breast tissue. And so that's, you know, we're seeing as there's a demand from our patients or our clients that we're having to come up with a solution to that problem.
Thank you for those details. Today we are with radiologist Dr. Dana Greer, specializing in reading mammography of the Breast Center, Amana Clinic in Fayetteville, Arkansas, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Greer, I understand that there are breast density information laws that are forcing imaging facilities to tell women if they have dense breast tissue. Are these laws working, and how do you feel about this?
I have mixed feelings about the legislation. I think that the purpose is good. About 21 states now have some type of legislation that says that the doctors that are interpreting mammograms need to inform women if they have dense breast tissue. In Arkansas, we do not have that legislation, but we thought it was coming, and so we decided that we would be proactive and voluntarily inform patients of that. And since we knew that it would probably be coming, we decided we'd get a head start on it, get on a jump on it, and get some experience with what what we should do if that legislation came about. What's happening in a lot of states is the radiologists are not prepared. The legislation is coming through saying they must inform patients about their dense breast tissue, and then when the patients get that information, they call their doctor and say, hey, they've told me I have dense breast tissue, what do I do next? And they don't have a practice set up for what to do next. So we've kind of gone about it the other way. We're kind of getting experience and ready and voluntarily informing patients, and then hoping that if we do have that legislation, which may actually be a national legislation in the future, that we'll be ready for that. I think, you know, we've talked to radiologists in quite a few states that do have that legislation, and they're like, we don't know what we're going to do. We don't know how we're going to handle all these phone calls. We don't have the equipment to do this. We don't have the time to do this. So radiologists are a little bit hesitant just because they you know, don't know how to deal with it. So we feel like we've got a good solution and have a good head start on it in our facility.
Sounds good. And tell us about the new insurance codes for ultrasound breast screening. What does this mean for dense-breasted women and the facilities who offer this supplemental screening?
The new insurance codes are have come out that in the past the codes for ultrasound were all the same for the breast. Some new codes have come out recently that are more applicable to whole breast ultrasound. Instead of, they're separated into either you're doing a partial breast ultrasound, which means you're just looking at a specific area of concern, or you're doing a whole breast ultrasound, which means you're doing the entire breast. There's still some debate about those codes and how they apply to this tool, because typically that applies to when you're scanning the breast by hand, and in the case of the automated study, it's a little bit different. But I do think that these new codes that will cover whole breast screening are going to open up the screening ultrasound to more women. I think more people are going to be interested in doing it now that there may be reimbursement. In the past, the procedure was typically paid for by the patient themselves if they wanted to have it done.
Lastly, what is your advice to women for protecting their breast health?
Well, and this becomes a little bit more complicated with the screening ultrasound and some of the other tools that we use these days. Back in the old days, were only a few years ago, mammography was kind of the only option we have. Now we look at women and try to stratify their risk based on their density of their breasts and based on their family history. So for most women, we recommend starting their mammograms at age 40 and having a yearly mammogram from that point forward. Once they have that first mammogram, we get a better idea of if they have dense breast tissue. And if they do, we're informing them in their letter that they get mailed to them or through email that will tell them if they might need this supplemental test. And those patients with dense breast tissue, we really recommend that they have that automated breast ultrasound every year at the same time as they're having their mammogram in order to not miss those findings in the breast. If we have a patient who has a strong family history of breast cancer, then we treat those patients a little differently, and we evaluate their risk level. It's called a risk assessment. Some of those patients may need genetic testing to see if they have a mutation that would predispose them to breast cancer. But those patients, if they have a very strong family history, we may recommend something like breast MRI. That's our most sensitive tool. But it's very expensive and not as available as the screening ultrasound to women. So we save that for women who have a very strong family history. And then we also, of course, recommend just, self-examination. We've used different terms for that. Some people say self-awareness, some people say self-examination, but women need to know if there's been a change in their breast, if they feel a lump or pain or discharge, and they need to talk to their doctor about coming in to see us for a problem. So I think, you know, having your mammograms done, having your doctor see you annually to do a breast exam, examine your own breasts, finding out if you have dense breast tissue and knowing what your family history is of breast and ovarian cancer are probably the key points.
Well, certainly appreciate that valuable information. Where can folks get more information? Where can they call and schedule an appointment with you? And where can they find you online as well?
Okay. Well, we're at the Breast Center of Northwest Arkansas, and we have offices in Fayetteville and Bentonville, Arkansas, like you said, home of Walmart. We have a toll-free number, which is 866-718-6266. We actually see quite a few patients from fairly far away in Arkansas and occasionally from other states. We have a website that is mana.md. mana.md, and there's more information on that website. You can go to the Breast Center within that MANA website.
Dr. Greer, certainly do appreciate your time today. Look forward to another opportunity of having you come to be with us again.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Dana Greer, specializing in reading mammography of the Breast Center, a MANA clinic in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And once again, the websites of reference is mana.md, and for the system, it's sonocine.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.